I want to share something with you here about big tech. I've been hanging on to this for a couple of days, but I want to share this with you now. Dr. Robert Epstein is an MIT Harvard educated individual. He's testified before Congress, and in fact, I want to share with you some of the testimony before Congress a couple of years ago, 2019, I guess. And he explains how Google and the big tech control you and impact the outcomes of elections, not by changing votes directly, not by algorithms or sniping votes and switching them from one column to the other. No, not like that. But rather by influencing people to do things specifically for one party, you can guess which one, over another party. Here's part of what Dr. Epstein had to say before Congress. I want you to hear this. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's bite number five. Bite five, go.
On Election Day in 2018, the Go Vote reminder that Google displayed on its homepage gave one political party at least 800,000 more votes than it gave the other party. That reminder was not a public service. It was a vote manipulation. Number three, in the weeks leading up to the 2018 election, bias in Google search results may have shifted upwards of 78.2 million votes spread across many races to the candidates of one political party. This number is based on bias in data captured by my 2018 monitoring system, which preserved more than 47,000 election-related searches conducted by a diverse group of American voters.
There you have it, affecting 78 million votes because of things like go vote, don't forget to vote, vote today, remember to vote. The push, targeting one group of individuals and not others, targeting one group of individuals that would be more likely to go up and vote for one party over the other, one party over the other. How about some words of wisdom from a guy that there's no way he actually won? How about that? How about bite number six? Listen to this. Go.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
You know, the rapidly rising
I just spoke at Dartmouth on healthcare at the medical school, or not, I guess I wasn't actually on the campus, but the people from the medical school were at the, I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts. I'm not sure whether it was a medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on the campus.
I propose, and I'm going to digress slightly. We're in a situation. The president asked me to head up a cancer moonshot.
Another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea. Right. He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
Yeah, that should give you a lot to rest easy heading toward the holiday tomorrow. Words of wisdom from a guy. There's too many anomalies, my friend. Too many anomalies, too many questions, too many just, it's mythical. It's mythical. Anyhow, we'll see if Sidney Powell files her biblical lawsuit in Georgia today. We'll see if that goes anywhere. I'm rooting for her. I'm hoping she's got something to show us because it defies logic. The Joe Biden won. It simply defies logic. Take Georgia, for example. The overvote for president was 120,000 votes. 120,000 people voted for president and nothing else for Joe Biden, specifically. 120,000 people voted for Joe Biden and no other race. It defies credibility and logic. Joe Biden lost the swing counties. He won in specific cities, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Detroit, Atlanta. Specifically outperformed Hillary Clinton in just those four places. An incredible feat. An incredible feat. Failing to win the important swing counties in those states, but winning just those important metropolitan areas in a year when Donald Trump did better with African men than any Republican in history. Did better with Hispanics than any Republican in history. So it is, my friends. Here's a little something extra from Utah. Here's a little something of a mystery object found in Utah. The Highway Patrol posting photos and videos of an object that showed a 10-foot-tall metallic object, four-sided. It's in the middle of absolutely nowhere. They're out doing a sheep study by helicopter. And people working for the Fish and Game Department in Utah spotted this metallic object, this monolith. Officials won't say the exact location, as it is in a very remote area. And if individuals were to attempt to visit the area, they have a significant chance of not coming back without rescue, they say. It's not known where it came from. It's obviously illegal to install structures of art without permission on federally managed public lands. But the weight would be formidable. It's 10 to 12 feet tall. It's four-sided. It's huge. It's sticking up out of the ground, out of the stone, actually, out of rock. How did it get there? Who put it there? Some suggested maybe it's the on-off switch for the planet. Maybe it is. Anyhow, we'll take a couple of quick phone calls after the break and wrap things up for today. Don't go anywhere. Some final thoughts ahead.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.